This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Longtime Arizona Republican Senator and former presidential candidate John McCain has died. He was 81. On Twitter, McCain's office said Senator John Sidney McCain III died at 4:28 p.m. With the senator when he passed were his wife Cindy and their family. At his death, he had served the United States of America faithfully for 60 years. McCain, a former naval aviator who spent more than 5 years in a North Vietnamese prison during the Vietnam War, was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer last year. McCain's wife Cindy wrote on Twitter, "I am so lucky to have lived the adventure of loving this incredible man for 38 years. He passed the way he lived, on his own terms, surrounded by the people he loved, in the place he loved best." Meghan McCain said on Twitter, "The days and years to come will not be the same without my dad, but they will be good days filled with life and love because of the example he lived for us." President Donald Trump tweeted, "My deepest sympathies and respect go out to the family of Senator John McCain." Former President George W. Bush tweeted, "He was a public servant in the finest traditions of our country, and to me he was a friend whom I will deeply miss." Former Vice President Joe Biden tweeted that John was a friend, America will miss John McCain, the world will miss John McCain, and I will miss him dearly. On Friday, McCain's family announced that the 81-year-old senator, who had served more than 5 terms in the U.S. Senate, had decided to discontinue treatment for what is known as a glioblastoma, a very aggressive form of brain cancer. For more on this and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.